Kavod HaRav, I have learnt that the reason the fish were spared from the flood is they were not affected by man. As well, I noticed when Hashem told Adam to name all the animals, he left out ones that live in water. It seems that they are out of the domain of man. Goes along with the marshal of Rabbi Akiva of the fox and the fish, and why Yaakov's bracha to Ephraim and Asher was to be like fish. Does the Rav know any sourcing on such an idea? As well, it appears to contradict the fact that Hashem commands Adam to rule over all the animals, including fish, in Bereishis 1:28. Does the Rav know of any Mefarshim that speak on such a topic? Yaakov from Toronto, Canada. First of all, the fish live in a place of Tahara, and therefore not only were they separated from man and not affected, but they were surrounded by Tahara and therefore did not become defiled by the flood. The Shaloh HaKodesh in Meseches Tainis mentions such an idea. Another reason the fish don't have names is because for all practical purposes, vis-a-vis man, the fish exists in a place that is not possible for man to exist, and therefore the fish don't have an existence vis-a-vis man. Fish are also, therefore, protected from ayin hara. The Gemara in Brachas Chaf Amud Aleph, that they're covered and they're in a different domain, so they're not affected by people looking at them. That which it says that Adam was to rule over even the fish, doesn't mean the fish in the water, but it means removing the fish from the water and having power and control over them by being able to take them out of the water.